News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathik Pritsen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said 88 new cases of coronavirus were reported on Thursday, the highest in India in a single day, with the total number of infections rising to 694. The death toll due to COVID-19 rose to 16. In its updated figures, the ministry said that as of 8 p.m. on Thursday, Gujarat and Maharashtra reported 3 deaths each. Karnataka reported 2 and Madhya Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Bihar, Punjab, Delhi, West Bengal, Himachal Pradesh and Jammu and Kashmir reported 1 death each. The data said that the number of active COVID-19 cases in the country stood at 633, while 44 people were either cured or discharged and one had migrated. The total number of 694 cases included 47 foreign nationals. However, the ministry maintained that the rate of increase in the positive cases was relatively stable. Officials also said India was at the second stage, as there is still no hard evidence to say there has been community transmission of the fast-spreading coronavirus. Ministry Joint Secretary Lav Agarwal assured citizens that the country was prepared to tackle the challenge. While the numbers of COVID-19 cases are increasing, there appears to be a relatively stable trend or even little bit reduction in the rate at which they are increasing, he said. This, however, does not establish a clear trend. We are hopeful that by following the policy of social distancing, conducting a proper contact tracing, and by ensuring all people at home quarantine are monitored, we will be able to combat the disease, said Agarwal. After the virus extended its footprint, the central and state governments unleashed measures on a war footing. While the Union Finance Ministry unveiled a Rs 1.70 lakh crore economic package involving free food, grain and cooking gas to the poor for the next 3 months, one-time doles to women and poor senior citizens, among other benefits, the Health Ministry said 17 states have started to earmark hospitals for dedicated treatment of COVID-19 patients. Globally, the death toll from the coronavirus has risen to 21,293, with more than 471,518 cases reported in over 170 countries and territories, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. The Supreme Court on Thursday said that despite a lockdown across the country due to the coronavirus pandemic, it would hear matters of extreme urgency through video conferencing on Skype, FaceTime, and WhatsApp applications. 3 benches of Apex Court comprising Justices D.Y. Chandrachur and Suryakant, Justices L. Nageshwara Rao and Aniruddha Bose, and Justices Arun Mishra and Deepak Gupta will take up matters for hearing today through virtual means. A bench headed by Justice Chandrachur will take up matters at 11 a.m., while the Justice Rao-headed bench will sit at 1 p.m., and the Justice Mishra-led bench will take up matters for hearing at 3 p.m. A fresh circular issued by the Apex Court Secretary General said that for all matters involving extreme urgency, the advocate on record or party in person is required to first file the petition or an application, preferably through the e-filing mode. Then he has to file another application containing a synopsis of extreme urgency. It said that to obviate the inconvenience that may be faced due to unforeseen linkage issues of the video conferencing app, as was stated in earlier circular, now the AORs or parties in person are requested to mention their alternative Skype, FaceTime or WhatsApp contact details, if any, along with other details in their mentioning application. On March 24, the top court had adjourned the hearing on matters listed for March 25. In the wake of a 21-day nationwide lockdown announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a circular issued late on Tuesday evening after Prime Minister Modi in his address to the nation announced a complete lockdown of the country to prevent the spread of coronavirus, the Apex Court said these 15 matters will not be taken up and the hearing stands adjourned. The cause list had also warned the advocates on record not to share video conferencing link with others, as it will deactivate the original link shared with the advocate on his email. The top court on March 23 had held successful trial of its functioning through video conferencing, and 3 matters were heard virtually, in which judges sat in the courtroom while advocates argued from a different spot in the Apex Court. In a circular issued the same day, the apex court resorted to almost a lockdown-like situation to contain the spread of coronavirus or COVID-19 and suspended the entry of advocates and other staff into the high security zone on the basis of their proximity card still further orders. Nicolas Maduro effectively converted Venezuela into a criminal enterprise at the service of drug traffickers and terrorist groups, as he and his allies stole billions from the South American country, the U.S. Justice Department charged in several indictments against the embattled socialist and his inner circle that were made public on Thursday. The coordinated unsealing of indictments against 14 officials and government-connected individuals and rewards of $55 million against Maduro and four others attacked all the key planks of what Attorney General William Barr called the corrupt Venezuelan regime, including the Maduro-dominated judiciary and the powerful armed forces. One indictment by prosecutors in New York accused Maduro and Socialist Party boss Diosdado Cabello, head of the rubber-stamping Constitutional Assembly, of conspiring with Colombian rebels and members of the military to flood the United States with cocaine and use the drug trade as a weapon against America. Criminal acts to advance a drug and weapons conspiracy that dates back to the start of Hugo Chavez's revolution in 1999 occurred as far afield as Syria, Mexico, Honduras, and Iran, the indictment alleged. Barr estimated that the conspiracy helped smuggle as much as 250 metric tons of cocaine a year out of South America. Maduro blasted back by accusing the US and Colombia of giving orders to flood Venezuela with violence. His chief prosecutor also announced an investigation against opposition leader Juan Guaido after one of the individuals indicted on drug charges, retired Army General Cliva Alcala, said in a radio interview on Thursday that he signed a contract with the opposition leader and his American advisers to purchase U.S. assault rifles for a planned coup against Maduro. Guaido's team said he has never met Alcala, who has been living openly in Colombia since 2018, despite having been previously sanctioned by the U.S. for drug smuggling. As head of state, I'm obligated to defend peace and the stability of our homeland, given any circumstance that arises, Maduro tweeted. And Barcelona's first team players are reported to have rejected the club's proposal for them to take salary cuts so that it can pay off the rest of the staff amid the coronavirus crisis. Spain has declared a national emergency to deal with the pandemic that has taken more than 4,000 lives in the country. According to ESPN, negotiations between the club's captains and board of directors are ongoing, and that the players are willing to take a salary cut but are not happy with the terms suggested by the board thus far. The board's proposal would eventually see a significant cut in the salary of all the professional teams in the club, which includes the women's first team and the basketball team, amongst others. The focus, however, is on the men's team, which makes up about 70% of the club's wage budget. Barcelona star players like captain Lionel Messi and goalkeeper Marc-Andre Ter Stegen have all made financial contributions to the fight against coronavirus in the country. Clubs across Europe are proposing wage cuts for the players, with the football seasons having come to a standstill due to the coronavirus pandemic. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. And do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.